Woman at the beginning of all great things. Nurturing greatness. A maxim says, a woman is at the beginning of all great things. One example in this case is that of Nancy Alva Edison, died in 1871, the mother of Thomas Alva Edison, 1847-1931, the famous scientist whose scientific discoveries number more than 1,000. A schoolteacher, Nancy Edison, worked hard to add the name Thomas Edison to the list of the world's most outstanding scientists. Edison's hearing was impaired from birth. He could not hear properly, and was thus expelled from school. But his mother was not one to give up easily. She was responsible for educating her son, homeschooling him, and arranging his educational requirements. Edison's mother played a constructive role in shaping her son's future. She implanted the idea in her son's mind that he was not retarded, and that this impediment was a challenge. She made Edison's education her mission and encouraged her son to use his natural abilities to overcome obstacles. The result is that Edison's name is now recorded in history as that of a great scientist and inventor. Edison acknowledged the role of his mother in his life. She instilled in me the love and the purpose of learning. Everyone can be like Edison's mother. Every woman is endowed with the capacity to play this role, provided she understands the abilities God has given her and utilizes them determinately. However, the most excellent quality required for this job is patience. The Creator creates the capability, but the person concerned must pay the price of patience. Like Edison's mother, a woman who can deliver this price can play a significant role. Using spiritual insight and faith, she can not only shape the lives of her own family but also, in turn, shape society on positive lines. The Creator grants capability, but patience is the price. A woman who pays it can shape her family and, in turn, society through faith and insight.